I don't know, man. I'm feeling weird about turning 41.
Damn. Bro, I forgot that you got that much age on me. I'm like, damn.
It's like 40 was like, oh, okay, 40 is like 41 is like, all right, nigga, you real old now.
It's about time for that.
I asked him about that, man.
You asked him for it?
Hey, man, no. I asked him about it. I didn't ask for it. Hey,
when you gonna do it, dog? I've been waiting.
I said, when do I got to do it, man?
They can do the blood now.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. And shit, I was like, oh, okay, cool. They was like, yeah, 45, though. I'm putting the camera up there, though.
Oh, I told, we had a coworker. He wouldn't go do it. I said, bro, you about to be 47. You ain't gonna stick shit up my ass. I'm like, bro.
They put you to sleep.
Yeah, but he like, I'm going to wake up and I know it's up there.
I mean, if you want to die, it's cool. I remember an older nigga I used to work with. He had to be like 70 or something like that. And one of the other older motherfuckers, he had to get like his prostate lasered off. And this nigga snapped. He was just like, ain't nobody putting shit up my ass. I ain't doing none of that shit. He said everything but gay shit. But he was like, I ain't doing that. I just die. I'm an old nigga anyway. I was like, whew.
That's wild. I go to the doctor every 6 months. I go in 4 weeks. I'm like, shit. I be in there sweating. I'm like, it's like a damn. You been there like a goddamn, like a dealership. Like, what are they going to say? What's wrong? If we call you, something's wrong. One day they call me. I said, oh, shit. I said, hello?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got to make sure your address is the same. I said, don't do no shit like that. You had me scared as hell. He's like, sir, you got to come back in.
I call them when they don't call me because they say that shit. Like, if we don't call you, because they fuck around and be like, oh, shit, we forgot to call.
No, they like, they tell me they don't call you. It's good news. Because he do a, after you do your blood work, he about 4 weeks, or 2 weeks, he call you back for like the tello thing. He go over your numbers.
Well, yeah, man, we started off the episode talking about old shit and stuff up your ass. So, you know, let's just start the show.
People on that goofy shit.
I hate them.
These people out here tweaking, bro.
I hate them.
If you ready for the show, say.
I hate them.
Say.
I hate them.
Say.
I hate them.
Welcome to the I Ain't Going Show where anything goes except us. I'm your host, CJ.
On some CJ-ish.
Here with my boy, my co-host, Big Chris.
It's Big Chris, y'all.
Nigga, I got kids.
And we are here to debate, relate, berate, and be great. And as usual,
it's homie time right now, okay?
Okay, got all the drops together and shit. Oh, I did not turn on the speaker. Well, I'm doing this, man. How your week been?
Man, so you know, my week been good, man. That's just crazy, man. My son goes to daycare every week and gets sick every week. That shit's it's amazing.
Well, you're getting it out the way.
Yeah, but I think he caught me this week, man. My throat been itchy all week.
You brush your ass over here?
I've been doping up. When I get sick, I took Mucinex, Thermal Tea. I've been drinking shit all the time. I like, my nose is still clear. I'm like, I'm taking shit all the time.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was happening Tuesday. If I was something, I would have called you today. Like, man, I ain't coming, bro.
Well, today might be the day you might need to have a drink. You know what I'm saying?
I know, right? Take a drink more.
Drinking today.
My wife's like, yeah, you drinking today, huh? I'm coming with him. But man, it's been a good week, man. You know, holidays coming, so you know, I think we finally got what we're gonna do for Christmas. You know, I
asked my wife
three times what we doing, so you know, maybe this third time we supposed to go home, so we gonna see. You know, it might change next week, but
okay,
we've been good, man. How yours, man?
Week has been cool, you know. My wife went out of town for work. She came back.
Don't get
you know. Yeah. I don't want to air her out right now.
You know,
though I would love to.
You know, she in the
room. I'm not gonna
do
it right now. I'm not gonna do it right now.
She's gonna hear you and teleport through.
We cool, man. You know, I have a feeling I'm gonna be the Grinch a little later on.
Oh, damn.
I'm gonna steal Christmas, nigga. It's finna be over with, man. I don't know.
He said it's gonna be over.
Yeah, man. So, but you know, other than that, you know, I'm alive and shit. So, yeah, shit is cool.
Yeah, you about to be.
When this come out, yeah. The week that it comes out, yeah. I'll be 41, man.
Damn,
you know?
Man, no. Shit, I know, man. Hey, man, we the old niggas.
Oh yeah, we kind of old niggas.
Like, you know how we talk shit about the old niggas? Yeah. We the old niggas talking shit about the young niggas.
Shit, it was a year or two ago. You still talking shit about me?
Yeah. Years ago, shit, we've been cool for a minute. I remember years ago, I was like, I ain't gonna have a kid till I'm 37, and definitely when I turned 37.
That shows perseverance. This nigga's goal oriented. Nigga said, not until then.
Shit. I said, by then, I was going to call it a quits. I'll be for the streets, but you know.
Yeah, you know, why we talk about that, man. I was happy that I ain't had no kids until I got married.
I'm happy I ain't had no kids when I was young. I was like, shit, I couldn't even take care of myself when I was 20, 21.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I'm gonna do the kid. Man, that would have been crazy if I had a kid. Because I know I would have had it by a terrible baby mama. I had a terrible baby mama.
I've been hearing them horror stories about them baby mamas. And
I definitely would have had a in court. Keep that nigga away from who is that bitch you hanging around. I would have had one of them baby mamas, man. But thank the Lord. You know, my pullout game was strong.
Oh, you protection? Oh, you out here running the car.
I mean,
run stop signs, so I already know. That was stupid. That was a stupid statement by me. I forgot this nigga run stop signs.
I use protection sometimes. You know. We had talked about this shit. I had edited out. No, I didn't edit out. We used it before. It was like, oh, you use condoms all the time. That's cute. But you were doing the right thing, by the way. I don't want to. You know that. You know that. I'm not trying to say, you know.
But like this girl told me, you use condoms, but you ate 85% of the chicks you mess with. I said, damn.
Yeah, but I didn't have no baby by them.
Yeah, have a baby by me, be a broke millionaire. Nah.
You know, that's crazy because it's like you really can get herpes from doing that shit. But niggas just be doing it. Like, man, nobody brings out the dental dam. No, I don't even know where to get that from. I'm Spencer's.
Hey, man, just eat my food and pray. And I don't even pray for food. So, you know, it's crazy.
Oh, you don't pray?
Look, we ain't going to talk about that right now. When people be praying for like dinners, I be rapping songs in my head.
Which ones?
I don't know. Whatever my head, like 50. rapping songs in my head till they get done praying. And I hate when somebody that be praying for a long time.
When they get the Father God in you to death.
Everybody that came, and I'm like, bro, we just trying to eat.
That's how you know a prayer is going to be really long. When they start, Father God, and you, Father God, you be like, oh my God.
They start going around the room, blessed such and such. I'm like, bro, we just want to eat.
The best ones when they start exposing people.
That is not.
Father God, please bless our cousin because he is on that stuff, but he's getting off. And Father God, we know by your presence. I be like, oh.
I used to hate that when I was in church when they testified. I'm like, that's not testifying. This lady get up, and I got to pay all the bills because my man ain't got a job, but God prayed that he get a job. What? What? You talking, calling this man out? That's what you're doing, man. So
yeah. I'm pretty sure he's going to get violent after this.
He's going to beat you when you get home. Your head between the watch drawer. Doo-doom.
We don't condone violence here.
We do condone.
These is jokes. You know, I know domestic violence ain't funny. I didn't mean to put the air quotes up. Oh, but you know what I'm saying?
Canceled.
Might as well.
Canceled.
All right, man. Let's get into Black History in the Making. Black History in the Making, as we always say, we want to shout out our ancestors for everything they do for us to get to this point right here. And also, we want to shout out the good black people that are doing things right now to help us progress. I think that shot hit me.
Oh. It's over. See? You got to stick the beer, dog.
Yeah. I'm fumbling over my words.
Swing.
Yeah. Everybody's listening, man. Had a little pre-birthday shot before this, and it went against my regular beer drinking. So bear with me while we talk about testifying and all that. You know, they love saying that. All right, Black History in the Making. We got the first black person to win the World Dart Federation Championship. I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't know either, until I seen it on the Black History of the Week.
But yeah, Dita Hedman, at 66 years old, the Jamaican-born legend known across the sport as the Caribbean Queen, defeated top seed Lorena Reitenberg 4-1 to become the 2025 World Dart Federation Women's World Darts Champion, finally lifting the trophy she chased for nearly 50 years.
What I've seen on this, she's the oldest to ever win it, too.
Yeah.
66. Yeah. So, and I was going back to it was called the BDO League, which started in 1978. Then in 2020, it became the WBF, what it is now. And I said, 47 years? I'm like, damn. That the league been around, no black person won it?
At all.
I don't even know what it was for the other 3 years because she said for 50 years. So I'm like.
Yeah. So she been playing since damn near they started.
Yes. But, you know, people take that serious. There was a lady at work. I don't know if you remember Miss Kathy.
She used to do that?
She had a damn gold suitcase full of darts.
Oh.
She said, and she go travel. She was trying to get ranked. She said, it's hard. And she was nice with it. I used to play for fun being drunk
at the bar.
She take that shit serious. She got darts with her name on it, like gold plated. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, darts is like bowling to me, even though I'm a little better at bowling. But darts, I'm out there just throwing that motherfucker. Yeah, there was a reason. I wanted to be a quarterback playing football.
Big man.
No. I can't read coverages. You play me a Madden. But, but here's the full weight of what she achieved, as Chris was talking about. Let me get my Stone Colds together.
What?
First black woman champion.
What?
First black woman to ever compete in the PDC World Championship.
What?
Oldest woman to win at 66.
What?
First woman to beat a man in the televised major darts event.
What?
Let's see. UK Open in 2005. Wins over Aaron Turner and Norman Fletcher. So she beat a few niggas. Lakeside World Championship appearances before finally claiming her crown.
What?
And awarded the OBE for her impact on darts and charity. I'm glad that she got, like, that's a long time. Like, they got bread in that?
I don't know. I would have quit after that. That's a long sport.
I mean, that's your job, though. You're like,
I wonder how much the lady at work says you get paid if you place and stuff, but I'm traveling. So, like, shit.
Now I got to see, like, how much do you get paid for darts? Professional dart players. I should have did this before. Dart players.
Of course, it can't be that much.
Professional day players. Motherfucker. Anyway. Professional dart players. Salary.
I don't think they get paid that much.
Damn.
They get paid?
Yeah. Salaries vary wildly. The top player, like Luke Humphreys, earned over $1.8 million.
Oh, shit. I think I'll play darts.
Annually on tournaments. Lower rate. Pros get between 40 and 60.
Shit, I want to go play dart.
You can still have your job and do this shit on the weekends and shit, nigga.
No, she didn't let that work. She said she was nice. They probably playing since they were little kids.
I was playing when I was little. I mean, I wasn't doing shit.
You ain't.
Nah, I ain't nice. You right. It's like playing pool and shit. Like, I'm all right.
I'm decent in pool. You play pool? I could have been bust your ass.
Okay. All right. Okay, you heard it here.
Yeah, okay, we can go. I got the pool stick. I got Lucille in the car.
Are you on that?
I got the pool stick in the car.
Fuck.
It's probably rusty. I ain't pulling that motherfucker out. It's probably spider webs in that motherfucker. Just like them golf clubs.
Oh, I didn't know you was on that. All right, we can get on that.
Yeah, I used to go to Marlene's all the time.
I don't know where that is.
Until I played an old dude at work, there was a damn pool shark whooped my ass. I said, bro, I ain't even got a shot yet.
Y'all put money on?
Remember AJ?
Oh, yeah.
That motherfucker whooped my ass.
AJ is that nigga crazy. He has a whole nother life outside of work. Like,
that motherfucker was a damn shark. I said, bro, I can't even hit to even try to get on the board. Motherfucker was nice.
Yeah. All right, man, let's get into it. So, University of Michigan recently former coach Sherrone Moore. I mean, before we get into it, we can get that. So, for anybody that hasn't heard, the University of Michigan coach Sherrone Moore was caught having an affair with his assistant, Paige Shiver. Shiver. I don't know how to say it, Shiver. He was caught due to an anonymous tip that he had a Plan B DoorDash to his office.
If it ain't black, it ain't right. If you go to the casino, you always bet on black. Come on, man. Come on, man.
So after an investigation by University of Michigan, they found out that it was true. Which, you know, ain't cool. If it's consensual, it's fine. They don't really care about that. However, he gave her a 55% raise.
Yes. And with the same title.
Within 1 year.
Yes.
She went from making $58,000 to $90,000 in 1 year. So he got fired. Got fired, cost him his job. He stole cold these.
About to lose 14
years. His marriage.
What?
And his reputation.
What?
He got 3 kids.
What?
And his salary was $13
million?
13.8.
Oh,
shit.
So we say 14.
I hit it again. On top of that,
and if he do
when all it. The news dropped, he goes to his side girl's house, breaks in, holds her at knife point, says he's going to off himself. I don't know if he says he's going to off her or not, but he said he was going to off himself. That was confirmed. And now he's facing 5 years in prison.
He just fucked somewhere up. He's like, well, shit, that's better than what's about to happen. My wife can't get nothing from locked up.
I mean, at what point do you just stop taking L's?
Hey, man, he said, fuck it. I got to see this way through, man. My life fucked up. But look, it's his fault, though. He messed with that white girl. No, she probably, when you going to make me mine? You going to leave your wife? I ain't going to never leave my wife. She like, all right, bet. Checkmate.
He thought he was Anthony Edwards. Yes. He's going to get you a fucking Plan B. It's not confirmed, but I don't like how they're saying like he's forcing her to get an abortion.
Did she take it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
She probably took it now because like, ain't no money there.
Yeah, it's gone. That bag gone.
So this man ruined his life in a week.
Bro.
It just ain't worth it. I say this all the time. I'm going to keep saying this on the show. Do not fuck your coworkers.
No, don't fuck with the white.
Do man. Not.
Leave them white women alone, brothers. Look at Shannon Sharp. You ain't learned. Leave those white women alone.
Snow burns, man. Snow burns. I mean, I'm going to pray for this brother, you know. But yeah, this is unfortunate. I don't know what else to say, man. I'm not even going to hit you with the.
You fumbled the bag.
What was he thinking?
He was.
We know what he was thinking.
He was like, shit, she in my office, come through. You know what I'm saying?
We've all had sex with somebody we shouldn't have been having sex with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we've all suffered them repercussions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, his was just on a larger scale, you know. Dog, go get an escort.
Like, yeah, go pay. Go get something that you know you can pay for and go home and don't got to worry about it no more.
You fucking your assistant. Oh, don't fuck your neighbors either. Or any.
How about you don't cheat at all?
Yeah, first of all, don't cheat. That's what don't cheat at all. You know? Black men don't cheat.
Yes. Well,
you know. But do not fuck nobody at the grocery store that you like to go to.
What?
The gym you like to go to.
What?
Your job.
What?
Your church.
What?
Any place that you frequent, don't fuck nobody there. Because guess what? You're going to have to get a new one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's extra gas.
What?
Extra money.
I love my gyms.
What?
I love my gym.
Ain't nobody fucking in that gym. Everybody on steroids. Except you. Allegedly. But
I can't afford it.
How much do steroids cost?
I don't know. I know how much TRT costs.
Okay, that was a good answer. I was like, oh, you know how much they cost? That's what was coming up.
Nah, I don't know. I don't know where you can get that stuff from, sir.
Yo, Jim.
They be making it in their tub.
All right, man. We're going to get into a little bit more fuckery, but on a positive note. So, Mississippi schools are trying something called reverse suspension. So we all know what suspension is. Like, you get into a fight, you get 10 days, all that shit. So with this, they're saying instead of suspending your child out of school, you come and sit with them for the whole day with all their classes for reverse suspension. Now, I know this would have straightened me the fuck out.
First of all, my mama ain't coming up there. She got to miss money. She going to whoop my ass. Trust me. Trust me. I learned the hard way. My freshman year in high school, somehow I got put in chorus. I don't know how the fuck I got put in chorus. I wasn't singing. I'm showing my ass in class. Teacher didn't like me. So we in class. There's about 100 people in that class. It was a chorus class.
100 niggas.
Bro, it was 100 niggas. You know, everybody saw me fat join. It was 100 niggas. I got about 100. Real shit. Real shit. So the teacher in class, we warming up. I'm not singing shit. I'm like, I ain't singing shit.
Are you at least lip syncing?
I ain't doing nothing. She like, Chris, you ain't going to sing today? No, I ain't going to sing. You just sitting there. You can't make me. She got my mama on the phone. Ooh. My mama said, you ain't going to do what? Lift every voice and sing.
Why was you so mad?
No, I started singing my ass off. She's like, if I got to come up there, I'm like, loving you.
Shit, why like, wouldn't you sing? Why was you so mad?
Bro, I was because I didn't want to be in there, man. You know, I'm from the hood.
It was a class?
It was a class. You get it, like, I'm from the hood, man. I ain't trying to sing, you know. But I like,
when everybody else went from the hood?
Nah. That's like, fuck it. So I did it. She called me. She got me straight. She said, if I got to come down there, and I knew what that means, she was going to slap my ass in front of everybody.
Do you think this will help out the new niggas that's out here?
Hell no, because the parents promote it, man. They need to do belt to ass. They scared to do that. Man. And stop trying to be friends with your damn kids. My mama was my friend. That's why I'm scared of my mama to this day. Shit. You be friends with them, then you get mad when they talk to you like you're their friend. Fuck that.
It's crazy because it's like, to this day, I still don't curse around my mama. Nah. Like, I might get drunk and like say something somebody else said, or I'll be like, "Ooh, my bad, I'm sorry." But my younger sister, God rest her soul, she used to cuss around my mama all the time. And she'd be like, "Nigga, you grown?" I'd be like, "Yeah, I don't feel comfortable.
I ain't like to drink around my mama." My mama never knew I drunk. We had a family reunion. I was in college. Her boyfriend, "Hey, Chris, you want some of this brown?" I take the brown. He going to have, Chris out there drinking.
He been ratting on you.
Oh, you snitch. Oh, you set me up.
It's BS. They made it up. They lie.
You said I'm lying?
No, I'm talking about your stepdaddy. Yeah, I like boyfriend.
Stepdaddy. He ain't my stepdaddy. But he ain't my daddy. But man, he snitched on me, bro. That shit pissed me off. But
what's your mama say?
She felt like she was disappointed. I'm like,
how old were you?
Bro, I was in college. I was like, nigga, maybe 20. I was already sneaking drinks at the club. What are you talking about? But yeah, I don't drink around my mama. I don't cuss. Like, one day I was driving in the car on the phone when I said, mother. So the kids, man, I know my mama wouldn't have did it. She would have whooped my ass. And she's like, all right, if I got to come down there.
Yeah, my mama would have went to every class and embarrassed the shit out of me.
Shit, I missed the bus and my mama went crazy. You know, I used to be so scared. I like, she's like, what? You missed the bus. You get in the bed. I missed the bus. I'm like, I got to get out of bed. It's cold as hell outside. Go crank the car. I'm like, damn, man. Missed this bus again. I ain't missed that bus no more. I was out there 30
minutes. Like, no.
I was out there 30 minutes before the bus came.
I just run to school, man. But there's also another side of this with these new kids that like to shoot up school. What if the embarrassment starts a nigga's evil origin story? Like, the nigga...
Come Michael Myers?
Like, the nigga get clowned so much at school for that shit that he can't fucking come back from it. He like, you know what?
I'll be back.
I got something for everybody in this bitch.
I mean, it could be a negative effects of that, but I know for sure a lot of black parents ain't coming up, though.
I don't know. I'm thinking about me growing up.
She said, if I got to come down there, your ass is grass. The only thing she let slide, only thing, she like, you get in trouble with your teachers or act the fool, I'm gonna come down there and show my ass. But she said, if somebody hits you or you get in a fight, that's the only thing I respect. She like, she wouldn't trip.
Oh yeah, my mama she wouldn't didn't trip care that. That like, you know, I'm defending myself and shit like that. She didn't care about nothing.
She said, don't let them hit you first because they might knock you out. She said, if you, I like that, that's a real point.
Yeah, for real. Yeah,
like, though, you gotta get in the fight. Don't let them, don't waste.
Especially how niggas be talking now. That like, niggas will get in your face and with their hands down.
Oh yeah, yeah, you fucked up. Nope. I used that's to be crazy. Sucker punch Chris. I made
Floyd say protect yourself at all times.
No, I'm gonna tell you. So I had the math in my head growing up. Like, so I've been in fights, you know what I'm saying? You know, mm-hmm. I stood my ground, you know, and people know I was from a lot of hoods. But I didn't try
niggas.
But look, I ain't try to fight. I was the cool dude. But I think I was bigger than everybody and I was cool with everybody tribing. But I'm telling you right now, I already did the math. If I'm fighting you at school, I'm gonna make sure I can see a teacher somewhere in the facility. I'm gonna hit you, and by the time I hit you, 20 seconds, they gonna break it up. So it looks like I won. So I'll yeah.
That's you, Floyd.
Bro, that was a good method. I'm like, yo, they gonna break it up in like 20 seconds, so I go ahead and hit them. No, they gonna make it look like I won.
I'm gonna set the fight up like this. Or yeah. Was that Jake Paul?
Jake Paul, yeah. I'm gonna set it up like this. So it's gonna be staged, I'm gonna get broke up, they gonna think I'm gonna win. Unless they see you at the school.
We gonna get out this. We was talking about Jake Paul. Like, I was reading that Demetrius Johnson said that he agreed with J.R. Jake Paul might sneak and knock call it out.
Hell no.
He said because Joshua, like, he gonna fuck you up if you come to him like straight up boxing. But what fucks Joshua up is like unorthodox niggas. That's how the Mexican dude knocked him
out.
So he was like, man, he unorthodox. So he could. He said he could.
He gonna get his ass beat.
Yeah. Like I said, like you seen Great White Hype?
Ain't it next week?
Yep.
Oh yeah, I'm watching it.
Great White Hype.
Yeah, the Great White Hope. Yeah.
With Damon Wayans.
Damon Wayans. Yeah. He got real fat.
He ain't work out. He got fat.
Yeah,
he got fat.
He said, oh, you hit me for real?
He trying to beat me up on TV for real?
Oh yeah.
So yeah, man, I was thinking. Because I was watching a video with, I don't know if you know, Cam Patterson. He a young black dude. He the newest black dude on SNL.
Yeah.
So it was a video where he was chilling with his boys. And a dude came up to him and was like, are you really Cam Patterson? He was like, yeah. And then all dude friends just started frying him up. It was like, are you really Cam Patterson? Ah! Look at this nigga. Get off that nigga dick. So he got me to thinking, like, would you approach one of your favorite celebrities in public?
I would say no.
Okay.
And my favorite.
Why not?
Celebrity. Man, I don't, man, all that hype. Man, they don't give a fuck about me. Like Denzel. What the fuck about that? Denzel, what? The Rock, Will Smith.
Okay.
Now one I would go chill with, because I think that'd be funny as hell, and I'd just go up to her and say it, is Keke Palmer, bro. I think she funny as hell, bro. I think I'll have a good time. Just chilling, just fucking with
that's
her.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I'll just chill with her and laugh. So, yeah. You know, Keke Palmer, you ever in Atlanta, I just want to chill. I won't try nothing with you. I'm married. But I think she be a funny motherfucker, bro. I think she be joning on
drinks
people.
And shit, talking shit. Yeah. That's a good one, man. You know, she from the crib.
Yeah. I feel like she cool as hell. Like, down to earth. Like, I like people like that.
Cool Chicago chick, man. You know what I'm saying?
I go up to Denzel. He like, I don't know. They said Denzel cool, but I wouldn't go. Oh, Denzel. Oh, my God.
I was going to say. So, you said Keke Palmer.
That's the only one I
got. Have you ever interacted with a celebrity before? I don't remember you was doing security and shit back in the day.
Yeah, I did security, bro. I did Rich Homie Quan. That motherfucker had fucking an entourage like a million niggas.
Yeah.
I was like, sounds man, we can't right. Search all these niggas. like, somebody got a gun. But you know, I wasn't cool. Like, I think the only one that was an asshole was Trey Songz, though. He's just an arrogant.
You were the second person
I said he was arrogant, bro.
My
Keisha Cole had an attitude. Oh my. Shit. The coolest one was, oh my God, what's her name? He was in Walmart just having a ball. K Michelle was cool. She is cool. Well, she was funny. Like, she's down to earth.
Memphis 6 is cool. Memphis 6 is cool.
She was down to earth, wilding, had the bonnet on. I was like, yo, Kay Michelle, cool as fuck, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, yeah, who else? Somebody, was it J. Cole? Somebody wanted, like, a certain lemonade, Simple Lemonade. She was like, who the fuck?
That sounds like some J. Cole shit.
I was like, Simple Lemonade. Like, he wants that one, but. Nah, I don't get hyped when I see celebrities no more, man.
It depends on the celebrity. Like, not getting hyped or whatever, but, like, there's some that I wouldn't approach. Like, ones that I know finna be mean, like Hove or Jordan or Kanye. Yeah. Like, I know that they finna be on bullshit, so I wouldn't even approach them.
So my boy tried to roast me one day. So we was at Chapel Hill. We was on Franklin Street. So we pulling up to try to park. I think Carolina just played Duke.
Oh,
Carolina
shit.
Won. So beside us is the F-150. So we backing in. I'm in the back seat. There's a dude just standing there chilling. I said, oh shit, they're gonna Tyler Hansborough, bro. They're gonna They're like, damn, Christian sound like a groupie. I like, oh. I'm in the car. And like, I'm like, oh, it's Tyler.
He ran up on him.
Yeah, I like, oh shit, they're gonna Tyler Hansborough. Like, he was just sitting there like,
yeah.
Like looking weird as fuck. Tall as shit, bro.
He was a nigga like 6'8"?
Nigga like 6'10" or some shit like that. He tall as fuck. 6'9". But yeah, I was like, oh,
did he say anything?
He was just like, my dad. Yeah, like everybody tried to roast me. I was like, oh shit, they gonna tie the hat. I was like.
Like you got up the car and shook his
hand. Yeah, like I was like, oh my God, come help me. Another funny story. I got one more, man. I got
100 niggas.
Nah, bro. Hey, I don't give a fuck. This shit real, bro. I could call one of my niggas. So it was a club. It was on Capitol Boulevard. We was in college.
Uh-huh.
And we pull up. They said LL Cool J was there.
I know he mean.
No, we get inside. But the funny story, because I'm going to tell you this, how much I don't care about celebrity. So I think the security guard was trying to play us. We get there. I said, man, how much it cost to get in? Oh, fellas, it's $150. My dumb ass drunk. I didn't mean it like I said it, but I was like, $150? Shit, I better go back to the hotel with this nigga or something.
Oh.
They were like, whoa. I said, to man, to play the game or chill or some shit. Like, you know, like, shit, we going to chop it up or something. Like, I don't mean it like that, bro. $150, shit. Fuck that. I'm not coming to the club to see this nigga.
Man, in the room.
My boy said, yo, that's real gay right there, bro. I'm like, I didn't mean it like that, bro. I mean like, oh, 150. Yo, we gonna chill or some shit, play the game.
Somebody sucking my dick.
That's not what I said. I should have never left the cliffhanger. Like, $100. Yeah. Shit, I better go back to the hotel with him or something. But I didn't mean it like that. I meant like, we gonna chill.
Yeah.
We gonna chop it up or something. Like, bro, $150 to see a nigga in the club and I might not see him and I'm in the back. Nah, fuck that.
$150.
It's crazy, bro. I think it was 50. He was just trying to pocket 100. He thought we was a sucker. Like,
yeah.
I ain't no damn sucker. I ain't paying $150. I ain't even have it then, shit. I only got $20 and $5 of that's going to cookout, nigga.
I got 15, nigga.
I got 15. Shit, that was maybe 10 to get in, maybe one, two well drinks for a dollar.
Oh, yeah, the well drinks.
Yeah, shit, fuck you up.
Oh, man. But it's like a couple of celebrities that I wouldn't fan out of no. I'm never fanning out over nobody and no shit like that. No. But like, if I see Stone Cold, Dave Chappelle, or Derrick Rose, I'm going to at least be like, hey, man, what up, man? I'm a fan of your shit. And pimp off.
I might do a head nod, but I'm like.
Yeah, but, you know, we as men, we can't do too much.
Yeah, you can't do too much. Like, you know, women will go crazy.
Ah! You know what I'm saying? Grab a nigga dick and shit like that. Nobody, no charges, nothing. Not saying that I want to do that. I'm just saying. Whoa, now I sound like you. What I'm talking about, with women.
Wow.
I
didn't know what was going. I didn't know he was going to do that.
We're in this together. You know what I'm saying? We don't mean what we say. We saying what we mean. That ain't come out right either.
Yeah,
but
like,
anyway.
What the
funny
thing is
I don't know. I feel like, is there anybody that a man can fan over and like nobody not say shit to?
Unless it's like a chick or something, man. Oh, I don't know. Then your wife whip your ass. But
And then you can't really do that, you know, harassment.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think fanning out is a woman's game.
Yeah. Like my wife. Beyonce, oh my God.
Yeah.
She don't know you.
Yeah. Anyway. Speaking of being weird, let's talk about how this lady brings up a good topic with hugging etiquette. Here you go, the clip right here.
Stop hugging people's husband chest to chest. Don't do that around these parts. Stop hugging people's husbands chest to chest, especially when the man is trying to be respectful. Here you go, coming front to front. Stop doing it. Be careful. Stop hugging people's husbands chest to chest. Be respectful. Be respectful.
Do you hug women that ain't in your family?
I'm going to tell you right now, church hugs 24/7. Get that side. That's that little side.
Yeah.
You know, like what Drake say, I know them type of hugs. The same shit I used to do to the women I used to like, I know them hugs. Hey, I don't play that game.
Like, yeah, I'm side hugging like a motherfucker. I'm
side hugging. Shit, my boy got married in June, and there was a chick I knew from, we went to college with her, but my wife didn't know her. She kept looking at me. And I'm like, oh, there go Asia. My wife's like, did you fuck her? I said, God damn, baby. Damn, no.
That's always the question.
So I said, no. I said, I think she want to come over here and talk, but I don't think she know how to approach. And she married to Africa. So, you know, them motherfuckers.
Yeah, I'm playing that shit.
So she walk over. So she didn't know what to do. I was like, do I hug? Do I? So she's like, oh, how you doing? We see your handshake. Yeah. I'm like, okay, that's the best thing we can do because, you know, I ain't want to get nothing started with him, and I didn't want my wife to get started, so.
Have you ever gone in for the side hug, and then they bring you in for the chest hug?
Yes. Yes, that has happened before, and I'm like, well, I didn't want it.
And it's always never supposed to happen.
I didn't want it. I tried to come in this way. Damn. Like, give me a hug. And then they try to rub you back.
Shit.
I
didn't let go of the hug, and they still going, so now I got to wrap back around so they don't look crazy.
Who that's like, you trying to give me, because I was like, they said it to her, you trying to give me the church hug? Yes. They came and got the whole hug. I said, oh.
Oh, yeah. I'm church hugging every fucking body. Except for women in my family.
Yeah.
You know, when I don't see them for a long time. Like, my mama, she get the chest check. You know, my grandma, like, the women in my family, they get that.
Yeah.
But, like, everybody else, side hugs. Even cousins getting a side hug. Unless it's a funeral. Then,
you do the whole hug at the funeral?
I do the whole hug at the funeral.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like, you know, niggas is sad. You know. Or the side hug with the titty tuck, like you know, you right
the,
here, like
you get the side hug and you get that.
It's like damn near a headlock. It's right here.
You get that side hug and then two taps on the back. Like,
yeah, two taps.
Yep, that's it. That's all you getting from me. Anyone?
Yeah. And shit. You hug. When is it proper to hug a dude chest to chest? Besides winning a championship?
I don't even hug my brother's chest. And I don't even like when they dap when you come in like that. I'm like, damn, we did it this weekend. I'm like,
Yeah. I'm like, with the... Well, the hand is there. You know, with that's always acceptable.
Yeah, I ain't
like the chest-to-chest hug is usually like, I haven't seen this nigga in 20 years.
Nah.
Or funeral.
Nah, that should be wild. You do chest-to-chest, nigga pick you up. What up, nigga? Nah, that be wild.
Oh damn! You when the last time you get picked up?
Right. You pick me up when you hug me. You fuck shit. Shit, we going to fight.
Them get out of jail hugs.
Yeah. First of all, you picking my ass up, and I'm 6 feet 235. You a bad motherfucker. You a strong
in
motherfucker.
Jail, we're nothing but the fellas.
All right, Damien.
Crib, care about everybody. But yeah, I'm trying to think the acceptable times for a chest to chest hug with another man. It's got to be. Let me see if I can stone cold these. It might not be enough.
I don't got one.
Somebody die.
Nah.
What?
Somebody got out of jail.
What?
Nah. Definitely not out of jail.
A graduation.
You ain't hugging me chest to chest and you got out of jail? Hell no.
That nigga happy as fuck.
He happy. Chest he hugging might everybody. He might be too happy. Hell nah. You been in jail? Nah. Bro, ain't no man doing chest to chest hug with me, bro. Ain't no nigga. I don't care. My brother, nobody.
The
only one get chest to chest is my son. Hey man, how you doing? Boom. That's the only reception. All right, son.
Boom. I think in extremely happy occasions, it's okay. Now I'm not. You said nah.
My son, bro. I don't know nobody else gonna get a chest to chest for me, bro.
Okay.
It's very hard. Shit, my little nephew, Mike. Hey, what up, little homie?
You know, picking him up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm. You out here doing chest to chest with niggas.
Why you making it sound like that, nigga? Like, no. Right, I'm just swinging around legs and shit like that. That's fucked up.
Nigga put his leg behind his back.
It's true. It's BS. They made it up. They lie.
Nigga's full of shit. Putting shit on my name. So, are your favorite rappers old?
Yeah, because, yeah, most of them are. You got okay. Jay-Z. Got Nas, Snoop, Kendrick getting up there.
Yeah, he damn near 40.
J. Cole getting up there. So yeah, my niggas old. My life, yeah. I don't, these new niggas, I might listen to them, but I listen to mostly old niggas.
Okay.
I did my Spotify this year. It says the age group you listen to is 40.
Did I do mine already?
It did it in the Spotify thing. It's like most of the music you listen to is.
I did, yeah. I did my YouTube wrap up. I didn't do my Spotify yet.
Yeah, it said put my age at 40. So I
listen. Oh, they do that now?
Yeah, it did it on Spotify. It told me I was at 40.
Welcome. Like, well, you've been 40 for a long time.
I've been an old nigga forever. I've been listening to old 40 music.
For a minute.
Surprisingly, it's 70. I've been on my whispers lately. The longs.
Yeah, I fuck with the whispers.
And the beat goes on.
But I bring this up because Styles P was in an interview and he was talking about, I think with Torre. Yeah, with Torre. Talking about rappers rapping over 40. Here you go, the clip right here.
I don't think there should be any rappers over 40. Once you get to 40, you should just hang it up.
How old was he?
This person is probably about 40, 45. And
what race is he?
Oh, black, and a real hip hop fan.
But, see, now I'm gonna tell you something that he doesn't know. Subconsciously, he's brainwashed without understanding that. He is brainwashed without understanding
what do you mean?
What other genre of music does a musician stop at 40?
Not rock and roll.
Not rock and roll. Not jazz.
Not R&B.
Not country. Not R&B. But rappers have to stop at 40. The newest, youngest genre out of all of the genres, now we have to stop at 40. Why does he think that? Because he's programmed from living at the hood that you have to achieve certain things by 40. You have to achieve certain things in your 20s and 30s. Subconsciously, this is what he's probably thinking.
I feel him on that because I've only been to one concert with like an older rapper, 50 Cent. I went to his his tour last year.
We were supposed to go,
it was last year.
Yeah.
So I'm with it because it's just like, man, it's cheaper and I can like get a good seat.
Yeah.
It's straight. But what do you feel about rappers rapping after 40? You think they should still do it? They shouldn't? Fuck what everybody talking about?
This is how I feel. If your music is maturing with you, I have no problem with it. Like you got Jay-Z, you got Nas, you know Jeezy is like, yeah, Jeezy. You know, his music you tell is mature. Now, Drake, what are you doing, bro? You still trying to rap to these 25-year-olds, bro? This shit dead, bro. You got to change it up, man.
Yeah, that was the issue. That was one of the issues that everybody had with him.
Yeah, he won't grow with his music. But long as your music maturing, you know, like Jeezy ain't still talking about, you know, selling white or moving.
Yes, the fuck he is.
I mean, but he ain't. But I'm talking about like it's a mature, like, you know, he mature. Yeah. It ain't like Air Force One.
Yeah, he like, I'll go back to doing it.
Yeah, I go back to doing it. Or he telling a story how he used to do it.
Him in the clips.
Yeah, like they maturing with the music, like Jay-Z. Like, I'm a businessman, you know, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as they music maturing, I'll rock with it.
I'm like, as long as you got fans and people is coming to your concerts, keep doing that shit.
Yeah.
People buying your shit or streaming now, because ain't nobody really buying shit for real.
Yeah, I'm streaming. I ain't bought a CD in forever. And if I did,
I got shit to play it on.
If I did, I was doing LimeWire. The bootleg.
Are you trying to get viruses and all your shit?
Hey, but.
Well, my computer is on a virus on a.
Well, I burned it. Bro,
iPhone.
I had some crazy shit on LimeWire, bro.
Oh, yeah. I had to erase my CPU a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Between LimeWire and porn, shit ain't stand a chance,
my
nigga.
My LimeWire had porn. I had all the booty talks. Only one I didn't have, I think, was 38. But between 1 and 100.
That used to be a pleasant surprise when you try to download a movie. Like a regular movie, and it'd be porn. Like, yeah. Oh, okay. Well, Well, what's going on?
Well, your laptop.
I didn't plan on doing it.
Yeah, laptop ever freeze and it's playing the porn. You trying to cut it off?
Oh shit! Close the laptop. You ever got caught beating off?
So I got stuff. So I think my cousin caught me.
100 niggas.
Now, I think my cousin caught me, but we ain't ever discussed it. So he come in the room and he opened the door, he go. And just walk back out, close the door. We ain't never discussed it.
Was you under the blanket or something?
Bro, I was under the damn blanket.
Oh, okay. He was under the blanket. Yeah, so yeah, you didn't get caught.
Yeah.
I'm talking about caught, meeting hand out in the open.
Nah, I ain't never got caught meeting. Nah. I was smart. So my door didn't lock in high school, so I put my feet onto the door like that. I'd be on the floor. What you doing? Open the door.
I'm shitting.
Like, you can't catch me.
Yeah, I only got caught one time.
Nah, I ain't never got
my
caught.
My wife.
Your wife?
She was asleep. Yeah. She
oh, me. Shit.
I thought she was asleep. No, I didn't think she was asleep. I thought she was went to the gym or work or something. It was like 4 in the morning.
Oh, shit.
And I was just like, where the fuck she at? You know, I woke up with my shit hard. I was like, she just said she had something to do. I got my phone, nigga. I'm in the bed like this and shit. The door open. Dick glazed. I was just looking over. She's like, oh, babe. And she closed the door. I was like, I'm gonna finish now. I mean, yeah. Unless she come back up in there.
My wife be trying to catch me, but I'm like, nah, you gotta be faster than that.
You said she be trying to catch
you. Yeah. She come downstairs. I do it mostly in the man cave. I go in the man cave in the morning. Like, shit, fuck it. She ain't give me nothing. She come down, what you doing, nothing? I'll be done by then.
Can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man. But yeah, man, we talk about rappers at 40. But yeah, man, keep doing your things. I'm going to keep coming to them concerts. But even though that's New Edition shit, man, goddamn.
You try to go to that?
Yeah, I'm going to that. She gave me that for my birthday, even though it's in March. But yeah, man, it's like $250 for up there.
Damn. Fuck. Yeah. Damn. Yeah, ain't a lot of hoes. Yeah, see
I got to see them before they die and shit like that.
I want to see that Ron Isley. I said I wanted to see.
Oh, is he out here touring?
Nah,
I was about to say I'm definitely going to see that shit. I'll break 100 for that.
I went to see the OJ's one time, crazy concert. I went with a chick back in college. That concert was actually straight, but them women throwing their panties. Them old women throwing them panties at the stage. I said, oh shit. I think we the youngest ones in that motherfucker.
Had to be.
Yeah, we was at the D-Pack in Durham. Yeah, it was like one of the youngest
ones. That's some more weird shit that women do on some fan out shit.
Oh, like, yeah.
Throw your panties out here?
Hey, I hope you wash. At least they clean.
Megan Thee Stallion had a concert. Niggas just throwing up BVDs and shit up there. They still make BVDs? I don't even know. Fruit of the Loom.
Yeah, I don't know. I wear briefs. I don't know what's going on.
You say you what?
I wear briefs. I don't know. I don't know what brands. Whatever's on sale. Shit,
Briefs.
Yeah, I ain't no fan. Oh, I wear, like my boy said, he ought to wear polos. I'm like, shit, man, polo high.
Ain't that serious. Yeah, I'm not out here pressing bitches no more.
I never press them.
Nah, I didn't either.
Fruit of Loom, they a little stretched out. Shut up, shit.
Fruit of Loom, Old Navy, whatever's on sale, nigga, I'm getting that shit.
Whatever I get, something. Go to TJ Maxx. Oh, this on sale? Okay, I'm getting these. So, two missing, that's right.
Man, before we get into KB Bump, I just thought this was fucking interesting, man. 79-year-old Sir Benjamin Slade, a British aristocrat, I guess that means he's royalty, has spent years campaigning for a wife.
And still ain't got it.
Now, he was married before, but he left his wife in 91 because he said her 17 cats was too much for him.
That's crazy.
But he's advertising Stone Cold these newspapers.
What?
He joined Tinder.
What?
He did a reality TV show.
What?
He's worth £20 million, which is a little bit over $26 million. The interesting thing about this is that he has a criteria and checklist.
That's it, crazy. No Scorpio.
For any potential wife that has to meet all this shit.
A good breeder. I said, what the fuck, he getting a dog?
Yeah, he is wild. He's 79, like, dog.
The crazy one, he said, no countries that start with an I or green in the flag.
Dude.
I said, he don't want no island woman.
No Mexicans, no Irish. So he said, where it go? Okay, here requirements. Must be a good breeder.
What?
At least 20 years younger than him.
What?
No Scottish women.
What?
Must be able to have sons. He wants two, an heir and a spare.
What?
Now, this shit is wild because we control the sex.
Yeah.
So what the fuck is he on?
What are you going to do if it's a woman? Off with his ass.
Like, oh, yeah. That's like, what was that king? He was doing that shit all the time, killing all his wives and shit. Because he couldn't have no fucking son. No communists or lesbians.
What?
What the fuck? No drug users or heavy drinkers.
What?
No Scorpios.
Yeah, I said no Scorpios.
What?
Needs a shotgun and driver's license. Helicopter license is a bonus.
I'm like, what? She fly? Like, the fuck? He wanted
it. This is the most wildest shit to me. Able to manage a 1,300-acre estate and two castles.
Why? Where is his workers at? Don't he? I know he got some
nigga
people out there working on his land.
Ideally, over 5'6".
What?
And like you said earlier, no women from countries beginning with I or with green in their flag.
That's what? Crazy. He don't want no island chicks. He don't want no South America. He want a lot. But he said to have a kid. Shit, he's 79. He
79?
He got to get something 30.
They got to be at least 20. So they got to be at least 59.
Yeah, but they can't have women 59. He want kids.
Can't no kids.
They gotta go, he about to go down to 30.
This nigga is more delusional than the bitches that be on the internet and shit with they checklists and they demands.
He said, I want what I want. I got 26 million. You better give me what I want.
He'll never find this bitch.
No, that's a build a hoe. Yeah. He gonna have to take different hoes and put them together. 5'6", no Scorpio.
That's what he needs to do. Get a bunch of them.
Yeah.
You got 20 million.
Just have one every day of the week.
Some strags.
Yeah.
Like, all right, you take care of the farm. You, I need you to have the babies. You rub my feet. All that shit, nigga. You royalty. Yeah. You should be. Like, what you call it? Do you have sex with your bathers? I do.
79, bro. You about to be out this world, bro.
Nah, you know them niggas be living a long ass time.
Yeah, they probably getting.
They only die when they allegations come up. So when his name show up on the Epstein list, he going to go ahead and kick the bucket. Like, yeah. Oh, I can't do this shit. His nigga don't.
Yeah, he hey, I pray for him. I hope he get what he want.
Oh, look at him. He praying. But he praying for the white man. But,
oh, shit. Oh. Yeah, I'm a coon. As some of the viewers say, I'm a coon. So. Uncle Ruckus over here.
If you know anything about a coon, you're one of the smartest animals out there.
All right, man. Can't be bought. And I'm bringing this up, man, but I already know you for to take the money. No human contact for 3 months.
Oh, yeah. I don't like
people. 500,000.
That's my wife, too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm on an island. Yeah.
She a human, nigga.
Yeah. I'll take it. Shit. 100,000. Yep. 3 months? Shit. Yes. I don't need that. No phone, nothing. No.
250 in the jawbreaker?
But you still have your phone. You just you can't talk to him. You can't like comment.
You can't talk to no human contact.
But can you be on Instagram and look at him, or you just can't talk?
Yeah, you can't respond to niggas.
Oh yeah,
or none of this
yeah.
Shit.
3 months, easy, okay. Easy. I'm gonna go on FMLA, so I get 3 months.
Yeah, 3 months. Yeah, I'm knocking that out.
Yeah, I ain't talk to y'all.
That'll be a great vacation. I'm gonna swole.
You ever look at your phone and like, I'm like, 80 million messages. You don't love me.
I'm doing this for us. Doing this for us. You said 100,000.
Yeah, you do it.
Yeah.
100,000, 3 months. That shit. I always make that in the
yeah,
year.
I knock that out.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm there. Easy, right. Can you be bought?
All right, man. Shout outs.
No, man. No, shout out for being on the show, man. We up here again, man. You get close to that 200 mark.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're almost there, man.
Trying to figure out something special.
They're like, we'll be here.
Oh, yeah, that theater shit ain't happening this shit.
Yeah, yeah. You know, shout out to my wife, you know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to my son, you know. I know it's a hard time for her to be the first Christmas without her daddy, so, you know, I hope she, you know, get through it. You know, I'm there for support, man. But, you know, thanks to fans, man. I like when y'all reply, you know, and say crazy stuff. But, you know, I don't respond back. You know, I just do the LOL. But
that's
you know,
me.
I appreciate y'all, man. Yeah, I'll be seeing a little comment. So, no. I'm like, bro, let it go, man. Like, you still been on that military jump for about
eight
episodes.
I'm like, sick of these veterans cussing me out.
No, but yeah.
I only respond when they cuss me out. I'll be like, hey, sir.
Oh, as long as you don't cuss at me now.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my shout out.
There ain't going to be too many more stupid motherfuckers, you know.
Damn, they really upset.
Yeah.
Like, when you go deploy, let me know.
And
like,
I respond back with respect. They don't say shit. Or they end up following, man. You know, I'm not trying to argue with y'all. I don't argue with niggas on the internet, man. I don't know you. But so, I appreciate you.
If you ever want to come up here, just let us know. We leave a light on for you, like Motel 8.
Six?
Oh, six. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're the same shit.
I mean, six. I did stay in a motel before. But yeah.
I think 8 has less prostitutes.
It's from like a Red Roof Inn.
I want to shout out my family. I want to shout out Chris, man. Appreciate you coming out here, co-hosting every week, showing up, showing out. Listeners, we appreciate y'all. Like Chris said, man, liking, subscribing, following, listening, watching, commenting, feedback, good and bad, shitting on us, big up on us. Want to shout out Hitman Podcast. Shout out Chris and MG. Shout out King ODZ. Shout out Stacks 100. Let's see who else. I shout out my family, right? Yeah, I did. Dreamers Clothing Line. Shout them out. And again, want to shout out Chris. Want to shout out listeners. Appreciate y'all. And other than that, we are out.
Peace.
When big nigga come. This has been the I Ain't Going Show. You can watch us on YouTube or listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeart, Amazon Music, Stitcher, and Audible. Please be sure to rate, review, subscribe, and follow.